Born in 1916 in upstate New York, Kirk Douglas served in the U.S. Navy during World War II. He caught Hollywood's attention in 1947, sporting a shark's grin across Robert Mitchum in the film noir masterpiece Out of the Past.
Well, I know a lot of smart guys and a few honest ones, and you're both.
2 years later, he earned his first Oscar nomination as a boxer in Champion. He followed up as a cynical newspaper reporter in Billy Wilder's masterpiece Ace in the Hole.
I can handle big news and little news, and if there's no news, I'll go out and bite a dog.
He earned his second Oscar nomination as cutthroat Hollywood producer Jonathan Shields in Vincent Minnelli. Is the Bad and the Beautiful.
Get that look off your face! Who gave you the right to dig into me and turn me inside out and decide what I'm like?
Then reunited with Minnelli for his third Oscar nomination as Vincent Van Gogh in Lust for Life. Still, his best work came under Stanley Kubrick in the World War I flick Paths of Glory.
Sir, would you like me to suggest what you can do with that promotion?
And the most iconic role of his career as the title hero in Spartacus.
Death is the only freedom a slave knows. That's why he's not afraid of it. That's why we'll win.
While he continued to deliver great roles in the 60s, like his military whistleblower in John Frankenheimer's 7 Days in May, he soon passed the torch to his son Michael Douglas, who won an Oscar producing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and starring in Wall Street. Now, as we say goodbye, let us all stand up in unison to declare one last time,
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus!
Remembering Kirk Douglas, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.